Ineos taking us for a ride. It's expected that professional road cycling team Sky, the squad of 2018 Tour de France winner Geraint Thomas, will have a new sponsor in 2020, the chemical conglomerate, Ineos. This is the equivalent of swapping Lucifer for Satan, anti-trade unionism billionaire Rupert Murdoch for anti-trade unionism billionaire James Ratcliffe. Of course, all big business sponsors of professional sport are odious. But new sponsor Ratcliffe is particularly so, not simply because, like Murdoch, he's a notorious tax dodger, saving £4 billion a year by clearing off to Monaco, but, again like Murdoch, who sacked hundreds of unionized print workers at News International in 1986, as head of Ineos, Ratcliffe reportedly victimized trade unionists during a bitter industrial dispute at Grangemouth Oil Refinery, Scotland, in 2013. Stevie Deans, Unite the Union convener at Grangemouth, was witch-hunted out of his job by Ineos after Labour's Blairite leader Ed Miliband accused Deans, chair of Falkirk Labour Party, of involvement in rigging the Labour Party's candidate selection procedure prior to a parliamentary by-election in the constituency. Labour even called in the police to investigate. No rigging was found, but Ineos allegedly used the media furore to suspend Deans and to investigate whether his activities were in line with his role as an employee and a convener. Unfortunately, Unite's leadership retreated by calling off a planned strike to reinstate Deans. Unite's concession bargaining tactics cost Unite members their final salary pension scheme, the loss of bonuses, or 3-year pay freeze and no strike deal. I'll be cheering on Geraint Thomas to retain his Tour de France crown this year, but jeering his sponsor. Simon Carter, East London,